we got the insurance thing, and then that kind of made me think, oh, shoot, I am going to leave this world. I'm really out of shape. Went to my doctor, and the doctor said the same thing. You need to do something. Mm-hmm. The next day after I saw the doctor, I'm sleeping in my room. Mm-hmm. Who walks in was my son. And he said, I'm only giving 2 minute permission to come and talk with you.
Oh, your son? How he walking?
Who passed in my dream.
Oh, you saw him in the dream?
In my dream, but it's dream a world. Vivid dream.
Okay, it was like a lucid dream.
Yeah, because you see him walking in. I know where I'm at, you know?
Okay.
He said, I was giving 2 minutes to talk with you. He said, look at me, Mom. I am good. He goes, I am good. And you need to be as well.
Hey, what the name of this show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you, I Talk Great, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here's what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Y'all already know what it is. It's Mr. Williams with the I Talk Gray podcast. And before I get started, right, if you like my content, you like everything that I've been doing, what I need you to do right now is go ahead, see that link right there, click that like button, subscribe, tell a friend, right? We in here right now with a heavy hitter. What's going on? Julian? Yeah. No, Jules? What you going by now?
It doesn't matter. Julian or Jules.
Hey, Jules in a building, because you're looking like a jewel right now. You came dripped up and draped out.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I like this. What we got on here? What is this?
We have a three-piece parachute jacket.
Three-piece.
Bra and legging set.
All right, we got the biscuit with it? Because you said we got the three-piece.
True, true.
Okay, okay. You know, man, it's been a minute. I ain't even going to lie. So y'all don't know, like, back when I was doing, well, I still do my clothing line. When I was doing the original one, right, now it's remixed. And I think it was the walk, right?
Yes.
Yes, out in Miami.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, all right, I got this one, you know, I'm picking my models, you know, I'm like, all right. But then I see this beauty, the Jules, and I'm like, hold on, who's this here right now? Oh, my God. I got to get you on the lineup. And you was doing your thing.
I enjoyed every minute of that. And I was telling him earlier that I think I was the oldest one there.
Oh,
so really? I was honored that you picked me.
You looking good.
Yeah, you
know,
I try.
You try. I don't know about try. I was trying on some, you know what I'm saying? What Barry say? You can't knock a man for trying.
That's right.
Okay. I just wanted to give a little backstory, let people know, you know, we got some history here.
Yes.
Professionally.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, right? It's been a minute. I saw you at Christine Curran's event.
Yes.
Right?
Dining Divas.
Yes. Dining Divas. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. How did you get introduced to that? Because I saw you at a fashion show. You doing your thing. You being humble, but I saw you doing your thug thizzle.
I'm trying. I actually was introduced to the Dining Divas when I first started my brand last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked me up with investors and, you know, they're trying to help me get the brand out. Where even Target, they were talking to Target about it. In a couple other stores. So they've been promoting my brand.
What? That is dope. Hold on. Boop. We got, yo, that is so fly. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I saw y'all look like y'all was at Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week.
Yes. Now that was, wow. I can't.
How'd you get up in there? Drop the deets.
Let me tell you, last year I actually reached out to them and they told me they were at capacity. They were not looking for any more designers.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they reach out.
They spend the
and
block.
And they're like, oh, we have one spot left. Would you like to get in? I'm like, yeah, when? Oh, a week from today.
Yeah, it was last minute.
It was last minute, but I made it happen.
Of course. Yeah. But you know, that's how it is. I tell people all the time, success is not convenient. Mm-mm. You know, like I ain't feeling the best right now, but we're there. You know that's what I'm right. saying? We here. We got to make it do what it do, because if you just waiting for everything to be perfect,
no,
it ain't going to happen.
No. No.
Okay.
And so it was the best fashion show ever.
Wow. So give us some details on it. Some behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Okay. Oh, my. Where should I start?
Wow. It was a lot, huh?
It's a lot.
How'd you pick your pieces? How'd you pick your models? Because I saw you had a different variety.
I had to make sure I had every size, every shape, because I want every woman mm-hmm. to wear my brand and feel great wearing the brand.
Okay.
See? So I had to make sure that I made it. It fits somebody who's into fitness. Mm-hmm. They have that perfect body.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like to show off the midsection. So I made some for them.
Yeah.
Where my juicy girls,
yes,
call them. They may not want to share that midsection.
Okay.
They want to cover up. So I had everyone in mind
mm-hmm.
on how to create different pieces for different bodies.
Yes.
And then for the fashion show, of course, Christine and Tamara, I picked them. I wanted them there.
Yes.
And the others, I wanted fitness women to show off how strong they are, because as women, we should be strong.
Yes.
And then regular women, I wanted to make sure everyone I called on, they were like, yep, we're there. We're there. So they were happy to help me out.
They answered that call.
Yes.
Okay, I was looking at your website and I saw, I mean, you know, you said you remixed it just now. You said juicy, but on the site it said plus size. But then when I was looking at the females, I'm like, okay, these just look like what you just said. Like, well, I would say thick.
Thick women. 3Xs, 4Xs, and at the same time, extra small. Mm-hmm. So I made sure I included all sizes.
Okay, okay. Now that was what's up. Yeah, no, I was looking at it. I was just scrolling and I'm like, hold on. I saw Christine and I'm like, wow. I didn't even know it was yours when I saw Christine's stuff.
Yeah.
Because I saw it on Fort Lauderdale's Fashion Week's page. And I was like, she had just finished doing an interview with me. And I was like, hold on. I didn't know you was a model too. Like, it's a whole small circle.
It is.
Yo, okay. Is. So we just jumped off and bang, bang. But before we get more deep into the juice, right? Where are you from?
Boston.
Really?
Yes.
Why you look like islandy?
I am islandy.
Okay,
parents are mixed. Parents are from the island, but Boston, Massachusetts.
That's where you were born.
Dorchester.
Okay. Okay, it just came out there real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were born there.
Yes.
Right. So where your parents are from?
Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Oh wow. Okay. Yes. Ça passe in there.
Yeah, ça passe na boule.
So you speak.
I speak them all. Spanish, but Creole, French,
un
English.
Poquito?
Yeah, un poquito español.
Oh, wow. Okay. So did you spend any time in Haiti or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Since I was 5, I would go every year, every vacation, summertime.
Okay.
I would spend it in Haiti. Yeah.
Absolutely. What part of Haiti?
Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince.
Yes.
I heard it is beautiful.
It is, but it used to be. Really beautiful.
Okay.
Nowadays, kind of.
It's getting crazy rough. Over there now?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say is your favorite dish? Some legume, sauce poire?
Yes. Or grillo?
Oh, yes.
With the plantains? Come on.
Yes. Is it plantains? I thought it was banan.
Well, we always say plantains because there's the green one and the yellow one, which is sweet. So there's different kinds.
Okay, okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know how to cook any of those dishes?
I certainly do.
Hey.
My mother taught me.
Okay, okay. So did the island background have any effect when you would come back to America?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's totally different world. Totally different world. Like over there, especially in Haiti, everyone is sir, ma'am.
Okay.
Right? You got to be respectful.
Yeah.
Here, you don't have to.
It's whatever.
It's whatever. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Auntie, uncles, but here? You're not my auntie, you're not my uncle.
No, you're so right. It's the same way in Trinidad. Like, depending on where your age is at, because my parents from Trinidad, I'll say, oh, what up, Terry? It ain't the Uncle Terry, because it's just like, you know, the respect thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so give us a little background on, like, your schooling. Did you go to college? Because you look smart.
Oh, I look it. Not, I mean, I am. No, I'm kidding. Boston College. I went there for nursing. And then I realized nursing wasn't for me, although all my sisters are nurses. My mom is in that field.
Really?
I felt like business was my thing. I tried everything else. I kept going back to school, So then I realized, no. Business. I need to get my, degree in business administration, which is what I did.
Okay.
And it's true. I've always been, for so many years, my own boss. Run my own company.
So. Okay. So when you got out of college, did you get a job?
Or I did. I got a job. I actually started with Alamo Rent-A-Car.
Okay.
And then Dollar Rent-A-Car. That was the field I went into, and I quickly became into management, sales manager, I did that for a very long time. And then I hooked up with down here in South, in Miami, with a company that was owned by a black gentleman in the car rental industry. And he had me as his general manager to run the place for him. And that was fun for a while. But then it's like, it's like retail. You work all the time. You work long hours. And so I left that. And by accident, I fell into equipment financing or equipment leasing.
Hold on. So let's slow that up. By accident. How we fall into equipment leasing by accident?
So I was hired by an agency to recruit people. And then the agency said to me, hey, listen, this company, anytime we send a receptionist, they turn them back. They feel like they're not professional enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? Well, we'd love for you to go and do that for us. You know, go work with them.
Yeah.
As a receptionist. And then a few weeks later, come back and do your recruiting. I did not turn my nose up at it. I didn't say, although I'm bougie, I did not say, oh, no, I'm not a receptionist. Are you kidding me? I said, okay. So I went there and not even 3 days afterwards, the owner came and asked me, hey, have you been a receptionist all your life? And I'm like, no, never been. This is my first time. I said, I understand you guys don't like anybody they sent you. He goes, well, we'd like to teach you our business because everyone is asking who's this woman answering the phone.
Oh, wow.
You see, because now it's like, it's not Charles anymore. It's Charlie. How you doing? I get to know their family. I get to know. So when they call, we're having conversations.
He was building rapport.
Which is what I do all the time. So I didn't even understand what they were doing. When they explained to me, I was like, well, it's sales. I've been in sales, so.
Okay.
And that's how they were like, how much are you getting paid to do this? Of course, you know. You tell them. Big numbers. And they're like, oh, you can make that in 3 months. Okay. And that's how I got into the equipment financing or equipment leasing business.
Wow. So were you doing that like for someone else or were you doing it for yourself, like your own entity?
I started with a company called First Sierra Financial and then American Express purchased them. I stayed with them. Then I realized sometimes certain people don't get approved for whatever reason, and it's not good reason.
Okay.
And so I decided, certain people.
Yes.
So I decided, why don't I do this business for myself and find banks who will approve those individuals for me? And that was back in, I don't even remember, it's 28 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I did. I told my husband, I said, I'm quitting my $300,000 a year job.
Wow.
To go 300? On my own.
Come on, dog.
$300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
To go out on my own. I said, are we good? He goes, yeah, absolutely. We're good for at least 6 months. Back then we had yellow pages. You remember? Big phone book.
Yeah.
So, because I couldn't take my clients with me.
Okay.
So I started calling from the phone book and find distributors who said, yeah, come on down. Hialeah, come on. West Palm Beach, Boca. And before you know it, I started doing very well from my home Now I needed offices because now I have to hire people. And at some point, we had a whole floor in Pembroke Pines of a building, and we had everybody working for us. So,
But where do you think that mindset came from for you to say, yo, I'm ready to take this risk and jump out there and do it for myself and break off from that 300 thou wow?
I've always been that way.
Okay.
I've always wanting to do my own thing. Mm. The way I look at it is if I can make $300,000 for a company, and that's just 40% of what I bring in, why don't I make 100% of it? Even if I don't make that much, because now you have a company, right? You have insurance, you have this, you have that, you got, you know. But it's like, wait a minute, they're taking 60% of what I'm bringing in, and my $300,000 is only 40%. It was a no-brainer. It was like, yeah.
So the business, do you feel like the business degree made you think like that? Because most employees wouldn't even think like that. Like, okay, I'm getting $100,000. I'm not even thinking like what they're getting.
Mm-mm. Business degree did not do anything for me. Now, this is my opinion.
Okay.
It's even at 14, I would do crochet. I would make tablecloth, or I would make baby clothes and sell them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I've always had that mindset.
Okay.
Where I can make money. I sold Amway at 14, at 15. I sold all kinds of things. So I've always been.
So you've been on.
Always.
Okay. Okay. No, that's amazing. Right. So, all right. So you said, oh, let me go ahead and get the money from the banks for these business owners, right? Mm-hmm. But if the banks see these business owners as not all the way eligible or as a threat, what made you not see them like that?
I was choosy. Let me say that. Because when the bank take you on like as a broker, we'll call it, they trust that you've already done your due diligence and you've done your background check on that individual. So, for example, if you decide to open a restaurant, I'm going to find out, what did you do before? Is this the first time you're going into the restaurant business? Or did you work the restaurant business from front to back? Do you know it inside
Checking
out?
The qualifications.
Of course. And how much you already have for that business? Because the first few months, you may not make a lot of money. So I put together a write-up.
Okay.
You know, for the bank, and I show the bank, here's why this person is eligible for the financing.
Okay.
And they would trust what I give them. And they would do it.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are like some major risks in terms of getting into giving funding to small businesses?
That they may not know what they're doing. Someone who's a chef, knows how to cook, may not know how to run a business. There was a time my mom wanted to open a restaurant. I said, heck no. I said, Ma, you're great at cooking. Everyone ate at her house.
Yeah.
But she didn't know anything about business. She couldn't run a business. So sometimes that's what it is. It's like, yes, you may know how to cook, but can you run a business?
No, that's true. Okay. So how are you educating yourself to stay on a continuous path of like everything that's been changing from then to now?
Well, the pandemic had kind of stopped my business because I was helping mainly industries that the banks did not want to help.
Okay.
Again, we're going to fall back on restaurants or fitness centers.
Yeah.
You know, even chiropractors, spas, barbershops, salons. Uh-huh. Those are high-risk business. And when the pandemic hit, all that, they shut them down.
Yeah.
Right? And then I had to now help them get back on their feet.
How do you stay on your feet, though?
I created the clothing line. That's what happened.
So you did a quick pivot.
I did. But I've always made sure that I'm okay for 6 to 8 months down the road or more. Mm. God forbid something happens. And that's something I try to also teach, I'm going to say my people, our people.
Yeah.
It's like, always make sure you have a stash. You have something put away just in case, because you just never know. No, we didn't know about the pandemic.
Yeah.
Who knew that was coming? You see?
Yeah, but them PPPs came out though. You know?
Oh my gosh. Some people, I didn't get any. Some people really.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people got fat while we starved.
They did.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. So you started, you did your pivot, right? So we know you're smart because you know how to budget. You said 6 months out. Most people got only money for the weekend, you know? So what really inspired this brand? Because I see you got like a heart around it and everything.
Yes. And barbell.
Okay. So I was looking at a tat.
Oh.
See that girl tatted up.
See Lee, that's my son. He inspired this. This okay. is to honor him. So when the pandemic hit, now it's like, okay, what do I do? You know? So now let's go back.
Okay.
2016, May 28th, 2016 was the worst day of my entire life. That day, I had to take my son off life support.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. He battled with a rare blood clot disease called antiphospholipid syndrome.
Is that like genetic?
No, it's not. However, in our family, there may be some women with lupus, and they kind of correlate that with what he had. Once you are diagnosed, they tell you 8 to 10 years is your lifespan because there's no cure.
Yeah.
But as a mother, I'm like, I'll be damned. I'm going to find a cure.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear that.
No.
Yeah.
So we were in Massachusetts when that happened. We heard there's a cure in North Oklahoma. We moved. South Oklahoma. We moved. Texas. We moved. I mean, wherever. And then San Diego. We heard there's a doctor doing miracles. He's doing open lung surgery to remove the clots.
Okay.
We went through that. And afterwards, the doctor says he's perfectly fine. He'll live long life.
Okay.
Exactly 6 months later, he had a heart attack and did not wake up from it. So after he passed, and the logo, which I'll kind of explain, I put my ear on his chest listening to his heartbeat, the last few of them. And that's how we came up with that. But for 2 years, I was not living. I went into a deep depression. I worked. I went to work. No one knew what was going on with me. Yep, every day.
You still had the strength to go to work?
Every day. I went to work, but the minute I get home.
Okay.
Shower, put on a big robe, lay down. That was my life.
Yeah.
And one day I decided, I don't even want to live anymore. No one knew about this. My husband did not know. My daughter did not know.
He's internalizing it.
My grandson, who was with me, my son's son, I said, I'm going to join my son. And I knew exactly how I was going to do it. I'm allergic to seafood.
Really?
Yeah, shellfish. And I'm going to go to a restaurant and I'm going to eat all the shellfish that I can and go sit in my car and it'll be done.
Well, so you told them this? Or this is what you just said in your own head?
No, my own head. Okay. I knew exactly how I was going to do it. And so I called my life insurance policy to up it. They sent someone to take my information. And they came back and said, oh, the premium we told you is now triple because you are obese.
Hold on. So when you say up, are you trying to up your face value?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now they want to charge me triple the premium amount they quoted me.
Wow. Was it term or whole life?
Back then it was term life.
Okay.
So they said, oh, you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, borderline diabetes. But yeah, it's because I put 50 plus pound on my body in 2 years from doing nothing.
So how big were you before to where you got?
Let's just say I went from a size 2'4 to a size 8'10. Okay. I was big. And I hit it well, very well with the clothes that I wear. Again, my husband couldn't really tell. Even my daughter.
Hold on, your husband. Oh, sorry, I don't want to say that.
Go ahead. But, well, he.
I mean, you said he couldn't tell.
I hit it well. I hit it well. I made sure he could not see. No one would see me, my body. No.
Okay.
I knew what I was doing. And so we got the insurance thing, and then that kind of made me think, oh, shoot, I am going to leave this world. I'm really out of shape. Went to my doctor, and the doctor said the same thing. You need to do something. Mm-hmm. The next day after I saw the doctor, I'm sleeping in my room. Mm-hmm. Who walks in was my son. And he said, I'm only giving 2 minute permission to come and talk with you.
Hold on, your son? How he walking?
Who passed in my dream.
Oh, you saw him in the dream.
In my dream, but it's dream a world. Vivid dream.
Okay, it was like know? A lucid dream.
Yeah, because okay. You see him walking in. I know where I'm at, you know?
Okay.
He said, I was giving 2 minutes to talk with you. He said, look at me, Mom. I am good. He goes, I am good. And you need to be as well. He said, didn't you want to compete at one point? Go compete. Go do that. Mm. He goes, don't forget, you have my sister, he said, and my son. He's my grandson.
Okay.
And he kept repeating the word, I am good. And he looked good. And I woke up. It was December 31st. And I told my husband, I'm going to change my life for Lee. Lee was just here. And I didn't say I dreamt of Lee. Mm-hmm. I said he was just here.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. So that next morning, with my underwear, for the first time, my husband saw me in a long time. He took pictures of me. Because now I wanted, because I knew I wasn't the only one who's going through that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to help others. So I'm going to share my transformation. So day one, took pictures. And I started walking. I'm a certified trainer. I know what to do. I know how
so
to eat.
So you was a certified trainer before the weight gain?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I knew what to do, how to eat and how to work out. Mm-hmm. So I did for about 3 months and I started transforming my body. Mm-hmm. Like I tell a lot of my clients, sometimes you need a trainer. You need someone to push you to that limit that you know you can't push yourself.
Yeah, you ain't really going to go.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So I find this trainer. And the weirdest thing is he helped women change their bodies and put them on stage to compete.
Wow. So none of this is Dr. Miami.
Right here. Right. Well, yeah, I was living in Miramar.
So this ain't no surgery. This ain't no nip tuck.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This was 8 months of, I want to say hell, but it was a wonderful hell.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize it's hard to just lose weight. Like, I don't knock people for, because, you know, now nobody don't really want to go to the gym. Everybody want to go to Dr. Miami. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And transfer the fat from here to there to there to there.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work to do what you did.
Yeah, but after the surgery, they get back to the same old body again.
Because they didn't get the discipline.
They didn't.
Yeah.
I went through 8 months of 4 to 5 days per week, getting up at 4 a.m.
Damn.
Eating 5 egg whites, a quarter cup of oatmeal before I go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Got to have that. And then cardio, half hour to an hour, and then an hour workout of lifting weight. And my body was just transforming. I had a body that I've never had before. And I thought before I gained the weight, used to look good.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I had a beautiful body. So my trainer wanted to put me on stage. And I explained to him my story. And I said, my son wanted me to compete.
Yeah.
He said, well, you're going to do it for your son. Wow. So December 2000. Yeah. December 2018, I got on stage, NPC Holiday Classic. I pull out second place.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. And then there was a time where I'm on stage with 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Here I am 55 years old, I believe 54 at that time. And who's in the middle, smacked in the middle box? Yours truly.
Voila.
Hello.
Wow. I'm like, give it up. You know? That.
So I did that, and then I got the bug. I kept competing.
Okay.
Again, now we're at the pandemic time where, okay, no competition. What do I do? I can't do my job. I remember when I was competing, a lot of companies used to send me free clothes. And I would put them on, and I remember there were always something that I wish they had done differently.
Okay.
You know, like the bra, the sports bra. Right. It didn't fit right. It didn't move with you.
Okay.
I'm always pulling up. I'm always fixing.
Yeah.
And so I thought, all right, well, why don't I look into how to make fitness clothes, you know?
You making it yourself or Alibaba?
Well, that's one of them, Alibaba, but there's others too, you know?
Okay.
But there's a gentleman everybody knows. I won't mention his name, that I met him years prior.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually gave me his card, and he's in the industry.
Mm.
And I remember him saying, don't be calling me now for anything, but if you're ever in the business and you want to know manufacturers, you should reach out to, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, I just emailed him, and I had a reply. And he gave me three manufacturers. One was actually in Colombia.
Oh,
and the other two in China.
Were you going over there or were you?
No, talking with them, video chat
of
me telling them what I would like.
You know, that's hard. You talking to that? Because I used to go through Alibaba too. And then time you get the shirt, is, you know, their large is different from
different
like small.
Size.
And then you like.
No, nope. I made sure they understood. There was one manufacturer that had a designer who worked with me, and she listened to what, actually, she was here recently visiting. She listened to what I wanted, and I told her, I said, I don't want to make clothes just for fitness. I want people, not just women, men too, to be active, because I know how important it is, you know, for you to go out there and walk. And so I said, I want clothes that someone can wear out with their heels, you know, throw a jacket on, go to brunch, lunch, you know, hang out with their girls.
Yeah.
And then if they want to go to the gym, that same clothes, just put on the sneakers, take off the jacket and go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be dry fit. It has to, you know, all those things. So they listened. And they made some samples for me, send them. And, of course, I washed those things forever, like 30 washes just to make sure, you know.
Yeah, you got
to
make sure it's good, yeah.
Yeah. And then I learned, I kept researching extra small, what do you need in the material?
Mm-hmm.
Medium, what should you have in the material? Extra large, what should be in that material? Because they all can't just be the same.
Yeah.
You need material that actually stretches. And then once you put it on, that stays. So I learned all of that.
Okay.
And then I created certain lines, certain brand. Like I have the print collection. I have the Boss Lady collection. That's right.
Boss Lady collection.
That's right. They can go to work with the outfit, with the high heels, and then go straight to the gym. They don't have to change.
Yeah.
They can go straight to the gym with it afterwards. So
that's
what
I created. Boss Lady, sorry. When you say boss lady, right? Because I see you're a boss lady, you're fit. So is your husband in fitness too? Or?
No.
So how does that work? How do, because you got a body like a 22-year-old, right?
Hey.
So how does that dynamic pan out though?
He, whatever I want to do or choose to do, he's always there to support.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time I ran marathons. I've done 5 marathons. And he's like, okay. He's right there with me. We go to Chicago. We go to San Diego, San Francisco. He's always there with me. He supports. But he's going to kill me for saying this, but I think he's allergic to the gym.
Because, you know, people say they have love languages, but the way you work out, you know, I've been stalking your page, you know. And not even the gym one, the personal one. And I look at it as the gym can be somewhat of a love language as well. You see what I'm saying? So I just never understood, like, okay, how this person could be so fit, you know, because you may come home with some quinoa and a banana, and they come home with Popeyes, you see what I'm saying, and some Wingstop.
No, he knows. He actually eats my food.
Okay.
He can put salt and hot sauce. But he actually enjoys eating my food that I prep for the week or for 3 days.
So you meal prep a lot?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll make wrong choices. pizza, chicken wings.
Yeah, it's hard.
Tell me about it.
Hang on, I've been trying.
It's very hard.
For a minute.
Like, very hard. Tomorrow morning, I'll be up at 4:30, eat, and drive to Pembroke Pines, which is 45-minute driving for my training. Because I turned 60 in 2 months.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. 60? Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
60. Actually, I should say 3 months, but it's January 4th. I turned 60.
January 4th.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a Capricorn.
I am a Capricorn.
Hey, Caps in a building.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn, too.
Cool. When
December 25th.
Okay. Yeah. You're right there with me. So, yeah, I want to go maybe on a cruise or something and look good and say, yeah, this is the new 60. You know, yeah. I want to do that. And then.
You doing it.
Yep. Maybe in April. Get back on stage for the last time and compete.
Wow, this is so amazing. Like, you say you turning 60 years old. I would never even thought that in a million years.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So, okay, so when you're on that stage and you're saying, hey, I'm going to compete, what is that doing for you, like, mentally?
Well, first, I'm always honoring my son.
Okay.
When I'm on stage, I'm doing it for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it for the women to see, to show them you can change, you can transform your body.
Yeah.
But only you have the power to do so.
Correct.
You know, it is hard. I won't say it's not, but if you want it, you can get it.
Yeah.
So when I do that, it's just to show others, because I used to do boot camp for women. And okay. I would transform their bodies. And some I put them on stage as well, like 6 months later. And they never thought they would do that. And they've won.
Yeah.
It's a boost of confidence.
Okay.
You know, especially at my age, it shows that I'm doing the right thing. Okay. You know?
So I know you just said, you know, your son is the first person that you're honoring and you're doing it for other women. But are you ever saying, hey, I'm doing it for me?
Next year, I'll be doing it for me. I'll be like, yeah, 60. I want them to say how old I am. Yeah, next year is about me. That's actually the last time I'll get on stage.
Really? Why next year the last time?
It's too hard. it's too hard, and it's very costly. I'll keep the body because I'll keep working out, but I won't be competing. Yeah. After a while, it's kind of like, you know, but I want to do it for one last time.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Where's that going to be at, though?
Oh, here, locally. Probably in Boca or Fort Lauderdale.
So are you putting that event together, or is that you partnering with somebody else to?
No, there's a committee, NPC, National Physique Committee. I'm a member of that. And I'm actually a sponsor for my brand for them. So a lot of the local shows, I sell clothes there. And they really help me advertise my brand. Yeah. So I will compete with them.
Okay. So I know you said it's costly. Are you talking about like your time or actual currency?
Currency. What it costs per training. Anywhere from $50 to $80 per hour.
Really?
Yes. And then the meals. Very costly because you can't have the dark meat that's less expensive. It's got to be the white meat that's very expensive.
Yeah.
You know, the asparagus. It's costly to eat and it's costly to be trained. And then you need your suit. Your suit can be anywhere from $400 to $1,200 to get on stage with. Okay. And then the shoes, and then the makeup, and then it is expensive. Yeah,
it's starting to rack up. Mm-hmm. So you're not a vegan or nothing like that? You still eat meat?
I do. I eat meat. I eat chicken. I eat ground turkey, fish, steak once in a while. On my leg day, my coach tells me it's okay to eat top round, you know, clean steaks.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I eat meat.
Okay. Because I know we're getting into the more natural, herbalistic kind of, you know, era now. And then I'm seeing how beautiful you look in terms of your body and strong. So do you think that's from the meat or is that genetics?
No, it's definitely not genetic.
Okay.
If you see my family, my sisters, my mother, My brothers.
Man, so they hate you in the family, huh?
Yeah, they do. They actually do. But I encourage them. They do. You know, I encourage them. Just the other day, my sister sent me pictures and said, look, muscle's coming through.
It's starting to pull.
Yeah, she wore one of my outfits. She said, look, I can wear it.
Yeah.
And she's a big girl. And I was so proud of her, you know, that she's eating right. She's going to the gym to do it. What we eat plays a huge part of how we look.
No, facts.
You know, or how energetic we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's what you give the body responds to it.
No, that's
true. You know, when you eat clean, mm-hmm. it shows. And I'm not going to say I don't eat pizza or chicken wings once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, because my husband sometimes, you know.
He bringing it home?
Mm-hmm. And I have no problem touching it. I'll eat it.
Okay.
But it's once every 3 months or 4 months. I'm not going to continue eating that. You know, as soon as I do that, I go right back to clean eating. And it's like 4, 5, 6 times a day I'm eating clean.
Hold on. You eating 4, 5, 6 times a day?
Yes.
What are you eating?
Remember, I eat in the morning about 4:30, 4:45 in the morning.
Hold on. You eating a meal at 4:30 in the morning?
5 egg whites with... oatmeal or sometime cream of wheat. I have a big breakfast while I drive to get to my training.
I was listening to Dr. Sebi and he was saying like, you know, we shouldn't eat until like 12 o'clock.
No.
That's why they call it breakfast.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Are you training or not?
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah, okay. I ain't trying to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just try to keep, you know, a little...
No. Yeah, if I'm going to lift weight for a whole hour, I have to have the energy. So I do need the food, but I burn that food too.
Okay.
During my training. So now let's say 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I got to eat second meal. 2.5 hours later, I got to have my third, and then so on and so on. So,
okay.
Yeah, 5, 6 times. Absolutely.
Are you taking like supplements or anything like that? Creatine?
No, I don't do creatine.
Okay, yeah, stay away from that creatine.
No,
I'll tell you a story here real quick. Mm-hmm. I used to be like 120, maybe 122.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, damn, I was cut up, but I was like, I'm still kind of skinny. And I'm trying to, you know, because I've been to this event, I've seen the guys that could like move their chest and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? So that kind of always fascinated me. And I'm like, man, I want to do that. So I got on the creatine.
Oh, boy.
Man, I was eating like 6, 7 times a day. I bulked up, but then I kind of slowed down from going to the gym. And I can't get rid of this gut for nothing.
Nope. That's
like
not
the stomach
for me.
Is the hardest thing to
it
go.
Is. It is.
And I'm in there like,
and you can't get that, the abs in the gym. Yeah, you can try to build it, but it's the food.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's the food. It's the vegetables.
I'm doing all of this for nothing?
Because think about it. If you have a layer of fat over the muscles, and every time you crunch, what are you doing? You're pushing that belly out more. So you got to eat right to get that layer of fat off of it.
Okay.
And once you do that, then you start seeing the ripple, and then you can do the workout.
Six pack,
yeah,
get that beach body. Yeah, yaddy, yaddy.
There you go.
Because it was bad at one point. It was I couldn't even look down and see my thing.
No,
like, I'm like, hold on, like So I had to realize, like, I went to I did a colonics, and you know, dudes be trying to get on me. They like, yo, dog, you know, there's a body man, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? You stick something in your body? And I'm like, but I'm not thinking like that. I'm just like, yo. I lost like 5 pounds immediately when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, you don't realize how much ish waste that you got.
Yeah.
You
your colon is like 14 feet long.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So how are you getting your protein, though? Is it just from the meat? Or?
Meat and protein powder.
Oh.
Meat and protein powder. The minute I'm done working out, I get in my car. My protein powder is waiting for me. Put my water in there. I drink up. Because now I want to keep what I just worked on. Mm. And the protein shake is going to help me maintain some of it.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I do. But supplements, yeah, I take especially for women.
Okay.
You know, I have to have energy, metabolism. Because I'm going from 4-something in the morning till about 11 o'clock at night.
Damn.
I have to be able to, I run 2 businesses. Sometimes 3 if I'm doing fitness training for someone. So.
Okay, so what are the 3 businesses? I thought now you was just in the clothing. What's the other 3 you got?
I still finance people.
You still financing?
That's how I pay my bills.
What? So you can finance iTalk Gray?
Yes.
What? Yo, okay.
Everything here, you can finance them.
Okay.
The camera, the table, the machine, everything, the chairs.
Hey, hold on. We about to get some money in this building. Yeah. Oh, all right.
They call equipment. You need it. So equipment financing. So I do that 8 hours per day. And then when I'm done with that, the clothing, because now I'm talking to China or Colombia or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I'm yelling at them. I need this. I need that. You know, so, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so you still, but it's your business. It's not. You're not
my
working
business.
For anyone.
No, I haven't worked for anyone in 20 some odd years. Well, let me take that back. I apologize. Because back in 2017, I worked for a company for a short period of time. And then I realized, no, I got to get back into it again for myself. So I created a new finance company because we had to dissolve the first one we had when I went to take care of my son.
Okay.
It was both my son and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We even sold a house, give up everything just to find cures.
Yeah.
For both of them. And so in 2017, I'm like, I got to get back to equipment financing. In the meantime, I worked for a company in the dental field as a regional manager because I got to pay the bills.
That's why your teeth so white and shiny.
Nah, not really. You know, but so since 2017, and the new company name is JLP Group, which is Joseph Lee Paul, my son.
Oh.
Anything I do now.
Honoring him.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I respect that. You know what? When you said you saw him in the dream, right? Because I like to tell people there's always truth in a movie. So I don't know if you saw Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
When he went back to go see his dad, I was like, yo, that's a real thing. Like, they probably added all the theatrics. I don't know about getting buried in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he was able to see his dad and talk to his dad, that things like that really happened. So you could see that they had some understanding of how things work in the spiritual realm.
I believe in that. I believe there's another world out there.
Yeah.
When we're gone from this earth, we have... You know, we go somewhere else, and I have confirmation that my son is in a good place.
Yeah. And to me, I look at that as like, okay, that's the proof there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, why would you just do all of this, put all this energy? Man, she probably hallucinating.
No.
And it's like, no, come on. Mm-mm. It's just people are afraid, you know, like Nas said, people afraid what they don't understand.
Right.
Hate what they can't conquer.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you see it in the movie...
You know, it does exist.
Yeah.
It exists. He's come many times to me. Recently, he did, and he confirmed that I'm on the right track. I'm doing the right thing.
No, you definitely on the right track. You definitely doing the right thing. It's just now I'm like, okay, I got to get a trainer. I'm going to holler at you because the way the back is defined, everything is a line. I'm like, hold on. That's why I wore this jacket to kind of cover it up.
Oh, God.
And like the gut.
No. When you should see, you go back on social media, you'll see what my body transformed to. When,
I saw it.
When, oh, you did.
I was talking to my dad. I was like, yo, dad, what? How old is she? I'm like, man, I'm trying to get her for me. Like, I don't know what you talking about. He was like, hey, yo, she looking good because you had on like a nice little bikini.
Yeah.
It was white.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So whatever you doing, I'm over here trying to follow Dr. Sebi, you know, rest in peace. Because I look at it different. Like, I take a lot of, like, natural sources of, like, protein. Moringa, spirulina. I'm on, like, sea moss and stuff like that, you know. So I still have the energy and things like that. But I'm like, I ain't getting the, you know.
You got to feed the body. You have to feed the body.
I only eat once a day.
No. Think about it. When you eat once a day, what you're saying to your body is, I want to preserve the fat in my body. I do not need muscles.
Oh.
So
the push-ups ain't enough.
Mm-mm. The fat's going, y'all, he's feeding us. He gave us one meal. We're going to keep that
meal. Let's turn up in here in his gut.
Muscles, you got to go because he's not taking care of you. Bye-bye.
Damn.
Yeah. Once a day.
So I got hip at the gym?
Yeah. And even if you feel like you have energy, you really don't. If
really?
You were to
Spirulina eat, give no, the energy, though. Because I be crossing up these little jits.
No, you got to keep that metabolism going. And the only way metabolism keeps going is when you feed it.
Okay.
Like a little machine.
Because I do a lot of cardio. I play a lot, you know, a basketball. Okay. And then I like to run outside because I see that it's a better run than actually running on the treadmill.
Okay.
So I be feeling energetic. I get up early, too, now. But at the same time, I just felt like the digestion process, you know, because if I eat some like curry goat or some oxtail.
I love oxtail.
I ain't going to the bathroom for like 3 days.
Many days. And imagine what that food is doing in your colon the whole time.
Yeah.
You don't even want to. And by the way, the cardio, you're only going to lose muscles when you do too much cardio.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Dang. Yeah. That's why you're never going to be sculpted. You're going to be smaller because you're burning off the muscles.
Okay. I tried to get a trainer one time. Shout out to my guy, Optimal Fitness. And this man had me doing like 200 squats. And I couldn't walk for like the next 2 weeks. I ain't been back since. I'm like, bro, you trying to kill me.
He was breaking you in.
So you agree?
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, not 200, but.
You know, I told you 200, bro.
No, but he was breaking you in. When I have someone for the first time, I do what they call around the world, where I work their bodies from head to toe. And for the next 2 to 3 days, they can't walk. They can't sit on the toilet. But I have to do that. I want the body to know what we're about to do. And usually after that, we then concentrate on certain parts of the body.
Okay, so I can't even come work out with you.
Where I work out? No. Yeah.
Wow.
But I love it.
Okay, so what's next for you?
Next is to try to get this brand into stores or spas.
Mm.
I do go to shows all the time, and I sell them at the show, but at some point, I don't want to continue doing that.
Okay.
I want to, whether I sell wholesale to someone, you know, but I want to have it everywhere.
Okay.
That's my goal. And this morning, I had a conference with someone who's going to help me do that because I don't know how to, you know, you got to have professionals to help you with that, you know.
All right. So we're going to see it in some Targets, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Even Neiman Marcus.
Neiman. Hey. I know because that looked like suede over there. I don't know. I have to touch it.
Yeah. You. The goal is to have it in different stores. Or it could be gyms. I have it
Planet
now.
Fitness,
Yeah. I have one in Miami. We're talking to see, you know, if we can have an actual shop there.
Okay.
There's one in Cold Springs. I already have an actual wall there of clothing. So I just want to continue doing that.
All right. No, it's looking good.
Yes. I know. And I'm proud of myself. I love what I've created so far. Yeah. And the women who buys it, they love it. Because I always get their opinion. You know, tell me what you think of the material. Tell me about the fit. And they love it. So.
Is there anything for the men? Like, I don't know.
What's
going on?
That's funny. I actually had a shirt for you, and I'm so sorry. I left it.
See,
I had a nice
your husband
hoodie.
Told you to leave it?
No.
You're like, yo, you ain't taking that for, bruh. No. You doing?
I have a nice hoodie for you. And I walked out without it, but
it's okay.
I'll get it to
we
you.
We still going to link up.
Yes, we are. And I'm working on a man line.
What? So let me know.
Yes.
You know
shorts, leggings.
Oh, I don't know. I skipped a couple leg days.
Oh, my God.
Try to get these calves up.
But, yeah, I'm working on that because, you know, I got to take care of the fellas.
Yes,
too.
You can't forget about us.
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. This was so amazing. I'm so glad you came through.
I'm glad I came.
My fellow Cap.
Yes.
Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Okay. So first online, www.iamamactivewear.com. Iamactivewear.com. So that's that. Should I give my cell phone in case somebody wants to call me?
Is it a business cell phone or is it a personal? I don't know.
It's one number that I've had it for like almost 30 years.
Well, we got to get you the business line.
Business line. I have the business line too. But online right now, anyone can go there. And if you're looking for business financing or yes, working capital loans, it would be www.jlpgroup.net.
Okay. And what's the credit score got to be?
It depends. For example, you can have someone with a 700 credit score, but only has two trades. That doesn't work.
Okay.
But you could have someone with a 610 credit score that's been in the credit bureau for 20 or 30 years, you know, and they're just using credits too much. That's why the score is so low, mm-hmm, but they make all their payments. That's a great person. Well, so okay, it's not so just, yeah, it's not just right, the score. I look at everything. I've had so many people who said, oh, yeah, I want the lowest rate because my score is over 700. And then when you look, they have one credit line.
Wow.
Okay. That's okay, a false score. So no, you're not going to get the lowest rates.
Okay.
You know, so it depends. And I work with just about everybody. Okay. I work with them.
Well, hey, you're going to definitely be working with me. I'm going to be hollering at you.
Let's do it. Let me know.
All right. Hey, yeah, real quick. Y'all already know what it is. It's Mr. Williams with the I Talk Gray podcast. And we out of here.
Yeah. Yes.